So today we are very, very fortunate to have Her Grace Savitri Mataji back on the call. Mataji, you can take over. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matilila, chapter 21 onwards. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm also very happy to be back in our regular Sangha in CC classes. All right, so we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 21. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabdhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Bindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 21, The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna. You are starting from the text number 18. Eimato anyatra nahi shuniye adbhuta jaharo shravane chitta hayo avadhuta. We do not hear of such wonderful things anywhere else. Simply by one's hearing of those incidents, one's consciousness is agitated and cleansed. Purport. When Lord Krishna was present in the earthly Vrindavana, Lord Brahma, taking him to be an ordinary cowherd boy, wanted to test his potency. Therefore, Lord Brahma stole all the calves and cowherd boys from Krishna and hid them by his illusory energy. When Krishna saw that Brahma had stolen his calves and cowherd boys, he immediately created many material and spiritual planets in Lord Brahma's presence. Within a moment, cowherd boys, calves, and unlimited Vaikunthas, all expansions of the Lord's spiritual energy, were manifested as stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhi. Not only did Krishna create all the paraphernalia of his spiritual energy, but he also created unlimited material universes with unlimited Brahmas. All these pastimes, which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, will cleanse one's consciousness. In this way, one can actually understand the absolute truth. The spiritual planets in the spiritual sky are called Vaikunthas, and each of them has a predominating deity, Narayana, with a specific name. Similarly, in the material sky, there are innumerable universes, and each is dominated by a specific deity, a Brahma. Krishna simultaneously created all these Vaikuntha planets and universes within a moment after Brahma's return. The word avadhuta means rambling, agitating, moving, absorbed, defeated. In some readings of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Jaharo Shrobune Chitta Malo Hayo Dhuta. Instead of the word avadhuta, the word hayo dhuta, meaning that the heart or consciousness is cleansed, are used. When the consciousness is cleansed, one can understand what and who Krishna is. This is confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 7.28. Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanda moho nirmukta bhajante mam dira vrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Unless one is freed from the reactions of sinful activities, one cannot understand Krishna or engage in his transcendental loving service. So this chapter is known as Krishna's opulence and sweetness, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing the instructions to Sanatana Goswami. So now he is describing Krishna's opulence and sweetness. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he is actually revealing to us who Krishna is. Without his mercy or without going through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we would not understand Krishna properly. It is not possible. But through him, we can understand Krishna very wonderfully, properly, completely, correctly, perfectly, and purely. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is absolute. And taking shelter of his teachings are also absolutely important for us. We cannot bypass or we cannot avoid Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings or instructions to know Krishna. If we are interested to understand Krishna, we must take help from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is doing that. In details, he is revealing the truth about Krishna. In our previous chapter, we understood many things that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to Sanatana Goswami. How to approach God, means how to approach Krishna, his forms are one and the same, the unlimited forms of Krishna, the avatars, we heard in detail. Now this chapter, which is very, very interesting chapter, that is opulence and sweetness of Krishna. Madhurya Aishwarya. Madhurya Aishwarya, one word actually. Actually, is Krishna's actual opulence is his beauty or sweetness. Madhurya Aishwarya, that point we are going to hear later from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now, whatever we are hearing is very important for us. Why? To develop ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking us to that point. Ultimately, to develop fully the love of Godhead, which is the goal of life. And by the help or favor or mercy or teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can reach our goal. And 18th verse actually is the continuation of the previous verse, 17, at Vrindavana. The Lord immediately created all material and spiritual planets in one moment. Indeed, all of them were created with their predominating deities. Although we always hear that Vaikuntha portion of the spiritual sky, Krishna exhibited his opulence, and the Golokdham portion or Vrindavan portion of the spiritual sky, Krishna exhibited his madhurya or sweetness. Actually, wherever Krishna is, he is full of all opulences, sweetness, and opulences, six kinds of opulences are fully present in Krishna. But what is madhurya, or sweetness, or beauty of Krishna? It is the topmost opulence of Krishna. Why? Because the perfect beauty of Krishna is his conjugal attraction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will speak about that. His beauty leads us to that point. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatest teaching. Later part that we will see. But here, although in Vrindavan, mostly Krishna's madhurya, sweetness, beauty has been exhibited, still his opulence is also there, but predominantly the beauty and sweetness are there in Vrindavan. He exhibited that in Vrindavan, but time to time also he exhibited his opulences in Vrindavan. So this is the one of the pastimes what we heard about Brahma Bimohan Leela, Brahma Bimohan Leela. So in a moment he created so many wonderful things. And later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that no one is able to do that except Krishna. So through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we understand Krishna properly. And there will be no mistake or confusion about Krishna. To understand absolute truth properly, we have to take full full help or guide or teaching or education from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada mentions one beautiful point that who can understand Krishna? Some qualification is also needed. Some credit must be there. What is that? The persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, they engage themselves in my service with determination. Unless one is freed from the reactions of sinful activities, we cannot understand Krishna or engages in his transcendental loving service. So whole process that we are following is mainly for cleansing our contaminated consciousness. The more we hear Shri Krishna's opulence, avatars, everything, so far what we have been hearing about his personalities, about his pastimes, more we will be purified. But through proper channel we have to hear. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the highest authority in this science of Krishna consciousness. He describes Krishna to us because he himself is Krishna. So there will not be any confusion or mistake about understanding Krishna. So this is the point. By hearing Krishna's opulence in Vrindavan, our contaminated heart or consciousness becomes cleansed. And in that purified heart, we properly understand Krishna. Now 19, Krishna. Krishna but say asankhyate hi Sukadeva Bani কৃষ্ণ সঙ্গে কত গোপ সংখ্যা নাহি জানি। অ্যাকর্ডিং টু সুখদেব গোস্বামী, কৃষ্ণ হ্যাড আনলিমিটেড ক্যাব অ্যান্ড কভার্ড বয়স উইথ হিম, নো ওয়ান কুড কাউন্ট দেয়ার অ্যাকচুয়াল নাম্বার। ইয়া নাও ফিউ ভার্সেস উইল এক্সপ্লেইন মোর অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণাস হ্যাপিনেস। এনিথিং অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ ইজ আনলিমিটেড, ইনফিনিট অ্যান্ড ইনকনসিভেবল। নো ওয়ান ক্যান ইম্যাজিন অর স্পেকুলেট অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ রিগার্ডিং এনিথিং অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ। সো শ্রী সুখদেব গোস্বামী সেড দিস ওয়ার্ড দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ বৎসে হি অসংখ্যাতে হি, নো ওয়ান ক্যান কাউন্ট, এভরিথিং অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ ইজ আনলিমিটেড। লেট আস রিড ফিউ ভার্সেস সো দ্য বিউটিফুল ডিসক্রিপশনস গিভেন বাই কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী অ্যাবাউট দ্য অপিনিয়ন্স অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন বৃন্দাবন। 20 একো একো গোপ করে যে বৎস চারণ কোটি অর্বুদ শঙ্খ পদ্ম তাহার গণন। ইচ অফ দ্য কাউহার্ড বয়েজ ওয়াজ টেন্ডিং ক্যাবস, ইচ অফ দ্য কাউহার্ড বয়েজ ওয়াজ টেন্ডিং ক্যাবস টু দ্য এক্সটেন্ট অফ এ কোটি অর্বুদ শঙ্খ পদ্ম। দ্যাট ইজ দ্য ওয়ে অফ কাউন্টিং অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ভেদিক ম্যাথমেটিক্যাল ক্যালকুলেশনস। দ্য ফলোয়িং ইনিউমারেশন সিস্টেম ইজ ইউজড, ইউনিটস টেন দশ, হান্ড্রেড শত, থাউজেন্ডস সহস্র, টেন থাউজেন্ডস আয়ুত, অ্যান্ড হান্ড্রেড থাউজেন্ডস লক্ষ। টেন টাইমস লক্ষ ইজ নিয়ুত, টেন টাইমস নিয়ুত ইজ কোটি, টেন টাইমস কোটি ইজ অর্বুদ, টেন টাইমস অর্বুদ ইজ বৃন্দ, টেন টাইমস বৃন্দ ইজ খর্ব, টেন টাইমস খর্ব ইজ নিখর্ব, টেন টাইমস নিখর্ব ইজ শঙ্খ, টেন টাইমস শঙ্খ ইজ পদ্ম, টেন টাইমস পদ্ম ইজ সাগর, টেন টাইমস সাগর ইজ অন্ত্যা, অ্যান্ড টেন টাইমস অন্ত্যা ইজ মধ্য, অ্যান্ড টেন টাইমস মধ্য ইজ পরার্ধ, পরার্ধ সরি পরার্ধ। ইচ আইটেম ইজ টেন টাইমস গ্রেটার দেন দ্য প্রিভিয়াস ওয়ান। Thus, all the covered boys who were companions of Krishna had many cabs to take care of. It's mind-blowing. It is beyond of our comprehension. There is no limit of Krishna's opulence, his potency, his power, his ability. And these are all his natural abilities. By willing, everything he can manifest. By just thinking, he can manifest. He has no problem to manifest anything. He has no trouble or any hard time to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything in a very hard way. This is Krishna. Everything is naturally existing in Krishna. All the potencies, power, ability, opulences, and beauty, sweetness, everything is naturally residing in Krishna or existing in Krishna. Krishna is never alone. Krishna and Krishna's opulences and his potencies, his incarnations, his parts and parcels, his expansions, everything together is Krishna. We should not forget about it. When you say Krishna, immediately you must remember everything together is Krishna. So who can count? How many universes are there? Who can count? Because everything together is Krishna. The material world, the spiritual world, the living entities, all together is Krishna. All the potential, the opulences, together is Krishna. So naturally everything is beyond our comprehension. By remembering this point, immediately we become humble, lower than the blade of grass. There's no problem to become humble. If we realize this point, Krishna's greatness in every respect, because everything together is Krishna. Everything is existing within Krishna. Nothing can be separated from Krishna. Naturally, his opulences are unlimited, potencies are unlimited, everything. Inconceivably infinite. Those things we cannot comprehend. Nothing can, you know, be adjusted within our tiny brain. So then what happens? By realizing little bit of Krishna's opulence, we become humble and surrendered. This is the goal. We become immersed, deeply immersed in ecstasy, actually. We need to realize little bit of Krishna's opulence or his potency or power or ability or sweetness or beauty. Little bit. Then we become completely surrendered to Krishna. Because we cannot find the limit of his anything. So this is the point Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is making here. 21. Betra Benu Dalo Shinga Vastra Alankaro Gopo Ganero Jato Taro Nahi Lekha Paro. All the covered boys had unlimited calves. Similarly, their canes, flutes, lotus flowers, horns, garments, and ornaments were all unlimited. They cannot be limited by writing about them. Who can write and finish describing Krishna's opulence beyond? Millions of billions of things manifested in one place in Vrindavan is simply amazing. Our mind cannot enter into even into that subject matter. But we can surrender immediately. And we become attracted to Krishna. That is the goal. And we feel so much confident about our spiritual life, about our real existence. That is required. That is the reality. We are all parts of Krishna's opulence. Including us, all Krishna is Krishna. Krishna possesses everything. He possesses all the living beings, all the opulences, all the wealth, all the beauty of everything, all the creations. This is Krishna. Krishna is the sole existent entity. Only Krishna exists. Nothing can be separated from Krishna. Everything together is Krishna. So everything about Krishna is limitless. And by realizing this point even little bit, we become immersed in ecstasy for Krishna. We feel ecstatic love for Krishna. This is so wonderful. 22. Shabe Hoila চতুর্ভুজ বৈকুণ্ঠের প্রতি পৃথক পৃথক ব্রহ্মাণ্ডের ব্রহ্মা করে স্তুতি দ্য কভার্ড বয়েজ দেন বিকেম ফোর হ্যান্ডেড নারায়ণস প্রি ডমিনেটিং ডেইটিজ অফ বৈকুণ্ঠ প্ল্যানেটস অল দ্য সেপারেট ব্রহ্মাস ফ্রম ডিফারেন্ট ইউনিভার্সেস বিগেন টু অফার দেয়ার প্রেয়ার্স অন টু দ্য লর্ড সো কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী এগেন giving us the description of Sri Krishna's opulence. Means anything about Krishna is limitless. Later we'll see all the Vrindavan Dham is a small place, small tract of land, but still isn't that material land, so can exhibit the Vaikuntha opulence over here. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking us to that point. Means here we are seeing, means the whole pastime is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we meditate on that, we remain always immersed, drowned in ecstasy. We can do it. And this is the goal of life. We remain absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. Manmana bhava. How to remain absorbed in thoughts of Krishna? By meditating his different pastimes. In those pastimes, Krishna exhibited so many things. His unlimited quality, unlimited potency, unlimited opulence he exhibited. So in this way, we can remain absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. So cowherd boys, what Brahma was thinking, that they were simple cowherd boys, no. Just before his eyes, they turned into Narayana of Vaikuntha. So in Vrindavan, all the opulence is present. Although apparently we see, it's just like material creation. Earth, water, air, fire, made of earth, water, air, fire, ether. Still, they look like that, but they are not material elements. In this way, our love for Vrindavan increases. Our respect for Vrindavan also increases. Just like we know, we hear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatana is Taddhamo Vrindavanam. The son of Nanda Maharaj is the most lovable Lord. And his abode, Vrindavan, is equally lovable for us. So in Vrindavan, Krishna exhibited, when he was just a small boy, and Narayanas, predominating deities, unlimited Narayanas, all the separate Brahmas also there. So that means Krishna also created material universes, because Brahma is the predominating deity of one universe. So Brahmas were there from different universes and began to offer their prayers unto the Lord. So our Brahma was witnessing all those magical things, unbelievable magical things through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. We also enter into the magical realm where Krishna performs wonderful, wonderful activities. By hearing repeatedly, our minds will be dwelling on that. Nothing else will be attracted for the mind. Krishna's pastimes are so attractive and sweet and full of potencies that our minds can dwell on that, on the thoughts or on the remembrance of the pastimes. And the soul is capable of remembering or meditating or dwelling on Krishna's pastimes. a pure soul can see Krishna's pastimes in action. This is possible. Going to the next 23, Eko Krishna Deho Hoite Shavaro Prakashe Khonike Shabai Shei Shorire Proveshe. All these transcendental bodies emanated from the body of Krishna. And within a second, they all entered again into his body. This is the most amazing, unbelievable thing, inconceivable. So Krishna only exists. The sole existent entity is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Everything is existing within his body. So before Lord Brahma, these magical things are happening. All the transcendental bodies came out from the body of Krishna, small boy, small cowherd boy, and within second, again entered into his body. 24, Iha dekhi Brahma hoila mohito vishmito stuti kori ei pache korila nishchito. When the Lord Brahma from this universe saw this pastime, he was astonished and struck with wonder. After offering his prayers, he gave the following conclusion. Yes, Brahma is also a very powerful personality. Well, he could not understand what was going on. He was astonished, totally awestruck, totally dumbfounded. And now, what happens? He became surrendered and he offered his prayer. That is the point we have to understand. Krishna exhibited this opulence for this purpose. So the Brahma came to his own senses. His position became very clear to Brahma in relation to Krishna. This is required. We are always forgetful of our own position. How tiny we are and subordinate, helpless position without Krishna. Our very existence is not there. Our existence is connected with Krishna's existence. But we forget that and we become unduly proud. And by doing so, we create misfortune for ourselves. Now, after seeing this magic, Brahma came to his senses. He understood his position properly. Also, he understood Krishna's position properly, and he became surrendered, humble, meek. That is required for before before we have this ecstatic feeling about the relationship with Krishna. And he offered his prayers and he gave the following conclusion. That is very important conclusion. Let's read that. 25. Je kahe Krishna ro vaibhavo mui shabo janu she janu kayo mone mui ei manu. Lord Brahma said, if someone says that he knows everything about Krishna's opulence, let him think that way. But as far as I am concerned with my body and mind, I consider it in this way. Means it is continuing. What is that? Next verse 26. Ei je tomaro ananto vaibhava amrita sindhu moro ban mono gamyo nahi ekobindu. My Lord, Your opulence is like an unlimited ocean of nectar, and it is verbally and mentally impossible for me to realize even a drop of that ocean. These two verses say the whole conclusion. Many people are very proud of saying that, yeah, I know Krishna. I know everything about Krishna. But Lord Brahma, after seeing these wonderful pastimes before his eyes, after seeing Krishna's unlimited opulence firsthand, means witnessing directly about Krishna's opulence, he says, no, I even do not realize a drop of that ocean. Which ocean? Vaimuvamrita. Ocean of the nectar of your opulence. Everything about Krishna is a nectarian. By coming to this point, we become completely surrendered, in full confidence in Krishna, in full love. That is required. In full confidence about Krishna means having no doubt about Krishna's ability. And we see sometimes people, although practicing bhakti for many years, time to time, they express their doubt about Krishna. When things go wrong or when things go very tough and difficult, they lose their faith in Krishna. Or why should I say lose? Actually, once you have the faith in Krishna, you never lose. But that means it was not there. It was not there. Sometimes people think, oh, how could Krishna does this to me? Or why these things are being, you know, done by this or that? Why Krishna is not helping me? Why? That means they are not serious or surrendered yet. Once we become confident about Krishna's opulence, ability, potency, mystic power, everything, we'll never lose. We'll become surrendered and we'll become Krishna. We also realize that I am also Krishna's opulence. Krishna possesses me. Only Krishna is the owner, a proprietor of everything, and it's a fact. If we try to test his challenge or test his ability or challenge his ability, Krishna immediately smashes. By showing those, by removing the misconception or removing the doubts, by showing his inconceivable opulence. In many ways he does that. In case of Brahma, he did this way. In our cases, he does in a very personal way. But Krishna does. Krishna is trying to earn our confidence in him by exhibiting those pastimes. And yes, those pastimes help us to progress in spiritual life. So, in Brahma's case, we are seeing that. He says what? 27? Jananta eva janantu kim bahukya bahukya sorry kim bahukya name prabho manaso bapusu bapusa bacha vaibhavam tava gochara. Jananta, persons who think they are aware of your unlimited potency, eva certainly janantu, let them think like that. Kim, what is the use? Bahu uktya, with many words, na, not, me, my, Prabhu, O Lord, manaha, of the mind, bapusha, of the body, bachaha, of the words, vaivavam, opulences, tava, your, gochara, within the range. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about that this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. This is the proper way to understand Krishna. Many times we feel, oh, repeatedly one thing we are hearing is boring. Let's hear something new about Krishna. Actually, realization is required. For example, this Brahma Vimohan Leela, we have heard many times. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is presented in such a beautiful way that new realizations are coming to us. If by hearing these pastimes, by realizing these pastimes, if we are not awestruck and surrendered, that means we have not understood a bit of this pastime. Maybe intellectually we have understood. And we can also repeat the same pastimes to others. Whether realization is there or not, it is the important point. Once a person is surrendered, he is surrendered forever, ever, and ever. There will be no doubt about Krishna, Krishna's love, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's protection, Krishna's care. Always there. A person feels always happy. Because there is no doubt in his heart about Krishna. Purport, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38 spoken by Lord Brahma after he had stolen the Krishna's, stolen Lord Krishna's cabs and covered boys, and Krishna had exhibited his transcendental opulence by recreating all the stolen cabs and covered boys by his Vishnu Murti expansions. After he had seen this, Brahma offered the above prayer. He offered this prayer from his heart. Genuinely he was feeling that. Before seeing this opulence, he was not sure about Krishna. Oh, Krishna, he's just a little boy, covered boy. Is he my worshipable Lord Narayana? That was his motive actually. Because Lord Narayana's majesty, he did not see in Krishna. Because Krishna is simply a covered boy. He loves to herd the cows. He loves to dance. He loves to play with the covered boys, and he loves to make the sound of his flute. And he lives in a village atmosphere in Vrindavan. So Brahma developed this desire or doubt. Is he the same Narayana? Who is full of all power, majesty, opulence, supreme Lord. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna is not supreme at all. God, no. He has abandoned his position, title as supreme personality of Godhead. Supreme means supreme controller, supreme enjoyer. So he has abandoned that. Actually in Vrindavan, he fulfilled everyone's desires. Like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they prayed to Supreme Lord to become their child, son. So Krishna awarded that position to them. No one is the father or mother of Supreme Lord. He is Anadiradi, Govindam. But still, because of their prayer and desire, Krishna agreed to become their son in Vrindavan. Same way, the cows, calves, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, the gopis, they all wanted Krishna's association. They all wanted to serve Krishna in different capacities, in different rasas. And Krishna fulfilled all the wishes, all the desires devotees of Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. So Lord Brahma wanted to understand that this boy is the same Narayana, because he saw a very regular kind of pastime that Krishna was exhibiting. Krishna was having picnic on the bank of Yamuna, right? Sharing the lunch, prasadam, lunch foods with his friends and laughing, joking with the friends, having good time playing. So, but Lord Narayana doesn't do this. So he wanted to understand that this playful boy is the same Narayana. So this opulence that Krishna exhibited was necessary to understand Krishna fully. So it is also important for us. And he became totally surrendered. Now 28, Krishnero mohimaruhu keva taro gyata vrindavano sthaniro dekho ashcharya vibhuta. Let the glories of Lord Krishna be. Who could be aware of all of them? His abode, Vrindavana, has many wonderful opulences. Just try to see them all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing with his teachings, or he is educating Sanatan Goswami about Krishna and about Vrindavana. Most amazing personality is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna. He gave us the information of Krishna in Kali Yuga, and perfect information. We do not have to go anywhere but hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly, continuously, and will be completely educated, realized about Krishna and Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanaya Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavana. Krishna is the most lovable Lord, object of our love, and equally lovable land is Vrindavan, not my birthplace, not your birthplace, Krishna's birthplace. It's most wonderful place. And Vrindavan also has many wonderful opulences that we are going to hear now. And speaker is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, by hearing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we develop our full attraction for Vrindavan Dham and Lord Krishna. This is the result of understanding Vrindavan Dham and Krishna. 29. Sholokrusho Vrindavano Shastero Prakashe Taro Eko Deshe Vaikuntha Jando Ganobhashe. According to the revelations of revealed scripture, Vrindavan extends only 16 kroshas, 32 miles. Nevertheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. In Braja, the land is divided into various vanas or forests. The forests total 12 and their extension is estimated to be 84 koshas. Of these, the special forest known as Vrindavana is located from the present municipal city of Vrindavan to the village called Nandagram. This distance is 16 kroshas, 32 miles. Although Vrindavan looks like ordinary land, now from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu your understanding it is not ordinary land. So we have to see Vrindavan Dham through the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to see Krishna through the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we'll be always aware of his opulences in Vaikuntha, his opulences in Vrindavan, and also we'll understand, become aware of opulences of Vrindavan Dham. We will never make any mistake. And by mistake, we commit offenses. Means because we do not have proper understanding, proper awareness, then we commit offenses. And because of the presence of offenses, we cannot develop full love for Krishna. So it is required to hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more and more submissively with full faith. More and more submissively with full faith, then definitely we understand Vrindavan Dham and Krishna properly. And through the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to understand. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the proper emotion of a devotee. So, by following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or by following his instructions, we also will be able to develop proper sentiment, emotions, the feeling for Krishna. By his pastimes, he exhibited that. So that is required. So although through the revealed scripture, Vrindavan is only 32 miles, but in that land, in one corner, this is one beautiful word. In one corner, the unlimited Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are existing in the same tract. And same thing is applicable for Navadvip Dham. Amazing Dham. Most amazing thing is that we are now in human form of bodies. And we are getting the opportunity to learn about Vrindavan, to learn about Navadvip Dham. This is most amazing good fortune one can have. Unless we read Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam, how can we understand about Vrindavan? And this is most amazing good fortune for us to have this opportunity to see the spiritual world here within the material world. Amazing. Simply amazing. When Krishna descends, he descends with his dham, with his associates, with his all appearances. And he exhibited that. And in Vrindavan, Krishna always stays because he is so much attached to his own devotees in Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. Many times we hear about it, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, a step outside of Vrindavan. He doesn't go outside of Vrindavan, even one step. Why you go? Because the devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna so much. Krishna also loves them so much. They're so much attached to each other. Krishna is so, so deeply attached to the gopis and Radharani that he never leaves Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Whole spiritual creation is there. Not creation, world is there. Spiritual creation is not the proper word to use. Means whole Vaikuntha can be understood there or realized. And all the universes also are located. We have to hear it with full faith because this is not possible materially. Spiritually it is possible. Yes, and it is also possible for Krishna. Yes, Krishna is the supreme mystic, yogi, Yogeshwara. So all the mystic potencies under his control, he can use, he can exhibit, he can do anything with his own energy, potency. Krishna has inconceivable potencies. So through the past tense we are understanding, also now about the Vrindavan Dham. Wonderful descriptions are there in this chapter. This chapter is a very beautiful, beautiful chapter where we are hearing about the opulence and sweetness of Lord Krishna and the result of hearing this opulence and sweetness of Krishna is that we become completely attracted to Krishna. That spontaneous attraction can be developed. What is that? A relationship. The love of Godhead. Love of Godhead means when we relish the relationship with Krishna. Just knowing the relationship is not enough. Yeah, I know. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am a servant of Krishna. I know Krishna is my master, Lord and master, and I am his servant. Is this all that I have to understand? No, I have to further realize the point. When a devotee relishes the relationship with Krishna, that is love of Godhead. And it is available through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So that's why this chapter is very wonderful. More and more it is sweet and sweet. Srila Sanatana Goswami is the fortunate person, recipient of that teaching. But the teaching is for everyone. One more verse and finish. 30. Aparo Isharjo Krishnero Nahiko Ganano Shakha Chandra Nayokori Digdarshano. No one can estimate the opulence of Krishna that is unlimited. However, just as one sees the moon through the branches of a tree, I wish to give a little indication. First, a child is shown the branches of a tree, then he is shown the moon through the branches. This is called Shakha Chandranayo. The idea is that first one must be given a simple example, then the more difficult background is explained. Beautiful point. So thing is that, the real thing is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking us more and more into the deep subject matter of understanding Krishna, understanding Vrindavan, and understanding our relationship with Krishna, and how to develop full-fledged love for Krishna, and how to relish the love for Krishna, how to live in that relationship with Krishna. Okay? All right. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. We have covered up to 30. All right? Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It was so wonderful to hear about the opulences of Krishna and how unlimited he is, and how we are trying to know a fraction of him by our limited minds. So thank you, Mataji. Very beautiful voices, very beautifully covered. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Very, very nice. It's so nice hearing your voice again after so many days. It's wonderful. The three points that stuck in my mind are the first thing when you said, what a wonderful dichotomy that we are the opulence of Krishna, yet we need to be humble. So it seems so contradictory, but it's a transcendental contradiction there. So I thought that's kind of amazing, that just thought in my mind, we think about it, it's kind of how lucky we are, you know, to have that, to be considered an opulence of Krishna. I mean, that's just, it seems so, you know, unbelievable to me. And also understanding that he has these pastimes in order for us to be able to understand him and become humble. So beautiful, beautiful pastime, beautiful class. Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Actually, this is the goal. Humble means that we can surrender ourselves to Krishna completely. That way we become Krishnas from that point, and then enter into that sweetness of Krishna. If we become lovers of Krishna, this is the ultimate goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading us to that path. Yes. Yeah, many times we hear this question, by realizing Krishna's opulences, what I get. Sometimes it may create a distance. Oh, Krishna is so big, Krishna is so vast, powerful, percentage, and I'm so tiny. There is no possibility to become his own intimate friend or something. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will point out the summit of his all opulences is his beauty, sweetness, that he will reveal in Vrindavan. Krishna's topmost opulence is his beauty, his sweetness. And his perfect beauty is his conjugal attraction. To that point he is taking us. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya's greatest gift was his teaching that Krishna can be treated as one's lover. That is the point we have to understand. It's the path that we are now traveling along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to that point. Otherwise, by hearing Krishna's pastimes here and there, we would not arrive to that point. unless we are guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lakshmi. Hari Bol. Now you are Phaneshwari Lakshmi, no? You are Phaneshwari Lakshmi.
Yes, yes, Mataji. Yes.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mataji.
All right. I met you. That was my good. I met you. That was my very good fortune. Rarely I met any meet or I met any other devotees in our Bhakti Sangha.
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
All right. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment here?
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Elizabeth Ji, it's me.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Gaurangi, bolo.
So, we were talking about the pastimes in Vrindavan. You actually mentioned this point, I think, today, but I thought I would ask anyway, if you could elaborate on exactly how we should understand that Vrindavan is non-different from Mayapur.
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that. But in this, class, not much to say, but it just we must understand there's no difference between Navadvip Dham and Vrindavan. As why I said that point, as we are hearing that Vrindavan Dham is so opulent. Why? Because all the spiritual planets and the material universes, they are located in one corner of this track. And the same thing applicable for Navadvip Dham also. So that was the point I was making today. But in some classes, if opportunity is there, definitely we'll speak. I'm so eager to speak on this subject matter about the significance of Navadvip Dham. It is very rare that devotees truly understand the real gift of Navadvip Dham or Mayapur Dham, because this Dham has appeared in Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya appeared in Kali Yuga. And Gauranga's name also appeared in Kali Yuga, isn't it? That day we were talking about that in another class. Gauranam, Gauradham, and Gaurarup. And they have a special significance for us. What is that special gift that we must understand and receive? That is all about Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. If I have any opportunity for discussion, for discussing this wonderful point, I'll do it. Because I feel that if we do not understand this point, what is the special gift? The gift is, he gives us adhikar for rasa. Rasa means that our relationship, shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya. In Kali Yuga, to achieve that rasa is extremely difficult. We are not at all qualified. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us that adhikar, qualification. So unless we realize this point, we'll be cheated. Simply we'll be cheated. We'll be bereft of the most precious gift, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us freely. So therefore, this point to realize the glories of Sri Navadvip Dham, significance of Navadvip Dham is absolutely important for us to achieve that adhikar for entering into pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Okay? In any time, if I get opportunity, I will discuss it. All right, Gaurangi?
Okay, I will create right. that opportunity somewhere.
All right, thank you so much. I expressed my desire that, you know, to have classes on that because it's a small book, but most powerful book, as I expressed to you. You know?
Hare Krishna, so how many
Hare Krishna?
Do you think you need for the class, Mataji? The Navadvip?
For the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya?
Yes, Mataji.
For the Navadvip Dham Mahatma? Yes. I'll try to give the main point, maybe 4 or 5 classes, the main points, just essence, the most important part, how to achieve, how to get the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Adhikar.
Yeah, so I was thinking, we are doing Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this topic is also relevant to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So why don't we, like, whenever you're ready, Mataji, on your regular Monday class, you can do Navadvip Mahatmya. There's no problem, absolutely.
Oh, I'll be so glad. You talk my mind.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Oh, that will be the most wonderful thing. Then I can really nicely, actually, I can speak on that.
Yes, Mataji.
So every Monday I can do that. That book is not a very big book, but most powerful book. Written by.
Like answer so, right? So we can, whenever you're speaking, we can do the Navadvip Mahatmya. And anyhow, I thought it's relevant because it's Chaitanya Charitamrita, so there's no harm in doing that.
Yes, actually, if we do not read that book, we'll be simply cheated. Because Nityananda Prabhu revealed that to Jiva Goswami. It's not just ordinary topic. It's a most confidential topic.
Wow.
Very, very confidential. Because Nityananda Prabhu gives us that opportunity to get the adhikar by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by taking full shelter of Navadvip Dham, we can achieve that. Our lives will be changed completely. I can guarantee you, to all of you. I can guarantee that.
That's wonderful.
That one book can change everyone's consciousness. We'll be very much eager to achieve that, you know, adhikar. All right, Priti. I'm really very happy to hear that. I'm very, 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 very excited even, you know. So I'm actually ready. I read that book all the time. So when you tell, I'll do it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Mataji, dhanyavad pranam Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad pranam. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Okay, Shama Gauri Mataji. Bolo.
Mataji, you said you will do that in the morning class.
No, where you are? No, not exactly. Actually, Monday would be better. I didn't say about Monday because I didn't know whether it was possible or not. Okay. But I think personally, Monday is the better day because it is connected with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gifts or teachings or anything you can say, all related, as we are hearing. About and from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then we'll hear, you know, that Nityananda Prabhu reviews that actual most confidential reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Not only he released the love of Godhead, also he gave us the adhikar, and there is a proper way to receive that adhikar. So we may try Mondays, and if you think something else, then you let me know. I think so. Okay?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. As Priti Vilasini, you know, pointed out, we may try that way, then you decide later. Okay? All right. So thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really, really so grateful to you, both of you, and all the devotees for giving me this opportunity, you know, to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. So let's pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.